Small business owners were among those devastated when Superstorm Sandy swept across the East Coast in 2012. And following that, many applied for federal loans to pay for recovery costs. The process of securing one of those Small Business Administration loans took a lot longer than expected, causing many to withdraw or cancel their applications. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports that a bill is now making its way through Congress that would let small businesses affected by Sandy reapply for that money.
Initially, the Small Business Administration hoped to process loans for Sandy victims in 21 days. Turns out it took the agency an average of 45 days to decide on applications. Lori Pepinella is the communications director for the Southern Ocean County Chamber of Commerce. She says the delays caused people to miss out on funding.
We had several workshops, and there was a lot of different criteria that had to be met. And at a time of disaster, a lot of those things weren't available. So people were putting in applications, and they weren't getting immediate responses, so they didn't necessarily get the loan.
A bill currently in Congress would let small business owners affected by the storm reapply for the loans. New Jersey State Senator Jim Whalen says that's a good idea because many business owners are still recovering from the storm nearly 3 years later. He adds that any business owners who think they might be eligible for the loans should check.
I mean, I know of a restaurant in Atlantic City that is still operating out of a truck. They should certainly look into whether or not they would be eligible to get some help to shore up their business going forward.
The bill would also streamline the agency's disaster response rules and ensure there's enough staff on hand during future catastrophes. Earlier this year, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, reopened more than 140,000 claims from homeowners with Sandy damage after allegations that they were given less than they were due. The small business loan bill passed in the House. It now heads to the U.S. Senate for a vote. For WHYY News, I'm Joe Hernandez.